A very good morning to you. Wherever you're finding yourself in this beautiful, beautiful morning, from all the corners of our beautiful, beautiful country, from the south to the east to the north to the central, Kavango, Zambezi, Ongwena, Msati. So good morning to you all. Welcome to our special edition as we start our festive season. Welcome to our new program, new show, which we are going to call the Morning Nuggets or our Holiday Nuggets. The aim is just to wake you up. The aim is to inspire you. The aim is to enable you to rest your body, but declutter the mind and work on your mindset. The program is tailor-made for us as we go on our holiday, as we travel to all different places to visit our loved one and spend some time to rest, to think, to strategize, and to find new approaches to do things. And the most important part is that, yes, we are in a festive season, but as we are in this festive season, it doesn't mean we forget our agenda, the economic transformation agenda which is on upon us. And the fact that the things are moving faster, we cannot afford to switch off completely, especially at the stage where we are as a country, as an economy, as people. We cannot afford it to switch off completely. So now, to ensure that when you get into this holiday, when you get to rest, and when you get to rest your mind and declutter your mind, we prepared this special show Monday to Friday, every day, 6 a.m. to 7:30 every day. And the main aim is to articulate Namibia's philosophy and strategy within the region, SADC region, in the continent, African continent, and on the global stage. So now we aim to use the holiday or the festive season period to emphasize the Namibian vision and plan going forward. What do we want? The Namibia we want to build. So the show is meant for economically active people and the policymakers. These are the entrepreneurs. These are the consumers. And the Namibian people at large, that is. How do we position ourselves to go forward now after the holiday? When you're going to come from your holiday well-rested, the body well-rested, what type of mindset are you coming with? What type of vision are you coming with? Are you coming to contribute? Are you coming to be an individual? Are you coming to build a country together with everybody? Are you going to position your country? Are you going to position your sector or your company or you as an individual? Who are you going to be come the new season of economic building? Is the key question. And for this program now, we are going to assist you. We are going to hypothesize together the Namibia we want, the Namibia we foresee. And after now resting and restructuring our mind, and we come and deliver together. Because Namibia is so fragmented in terms of vision, in terms of going forward. Everyone is pulling on a different direction. So now, the country and its leadership, I can say they are all over the place in terms of who should Namibia be on the economic front, on the political front, and in terms of diplomacy of foreign affairs. Who should Namibia be? Given the geopolitics of the world is causing so much fragmentation and enabling economic bullying coming from economic superpowers toward Africa, those who are not united and grounded on their economic plans are the ones who are going to be scattered even further. Now, to avoid Namibia being scattered or being all over the place, being pushed any direction, we have to redefine who we are. We have to set up a vision, or we have to go back to our vision. We have to determine the direction that we want to go. And that is what you now need to do for this particular holiday. Rest the body, declutter the mind, and reconstruct and restructure your new vision and your mindset when it comes to economic building. So with the holiday nuggets and With me, kanjeko kamwe kulonkwanyoka, we will be giving you this every morning, 6 a.m. to 7:30, to assist you or to work together as we rest the body and we declutter the mind and we rebuild a new mindset. That come January, come the new season of economic building, we are different people united toward a common goal. Mm-hmm. So at this juncture, Namibia is now floating economic and foreign policy wise, meaning like we are just floating around, meaning we do not have a strong foundation on what we want. Meaning that anybody can come and influence the direction that we want to go. Yes, we do have our Vision 2030. We do have our Harambe Prosperity the Second. We do have a Growth at Home. We do have a bunch of documents. But we are not rooted in a certain... We are not cemented in a certain direction that this is who we are at an economic point or at a foreign policy point. Somebody can come and tell us that do not work with North Korea. Somebody can come and tell us that do not work with Russia. You know? And it's not that Namibia is such a small country or something like. It's just that we are not rooted in any particular think or structure or vision or policy that determine who we are. And as a result, now we are facing so many disagreements among ourselves, with no clear policy direction or policy stance on how the economy should be structured and how resources should be handled. And the issue of foreign ownership, access to capital, ownership of land and nationhood. So now if you put those two together, I mean four together, then you have, you asking now yourself this morning, and as in your only day, you as a policymaker, you as a consumer, you as an entrepreneur, how do you want Namibia to be? The country which is struggling to build the bank so that it can influence capital allocation or distribution. The fact that you do not have so much influence on the cost of capital in our country, it influences the direction we want to go. It influences the pace of growth. So that's why now for this morning, on our holiday nugget, is for us to restructure our thought, is for us to declutter our thought. I know it has been a long year, we went through so much, but that should be actually the weapons we should be using this morning and this holiday so that we can now charter a new direction on what do we want Namibia to be at an economic front and in a foreign policy front. Because we cannot be disagreeing that not the Chinese should come, the Chinese should do it, the Indians should come. We should be collectively having a direction of who we are at an economic front, that when you're coming to set up a business in Namibia, this is who we are and what we want. You adhere to it or we let you go. So the holiday is now for us to shift our mindset. Looking at our performance for the year, looking at the performance for the past years, we are now in a holiday mood. We are now resting our body, but our mind is functioning, right? But the point is, you cannot just jump from a holiday and come start. That is what now we are avoiding. And the holiday nugget is here to remind you to say, you can't just come from your holiday and you go start work. We need you to work on your mindset. We need you to work on how you think and how you view resources and how you view economic building. Because once you come with a different mindset, once you come with now with a new vision of your, how you reimagine Namibia, then that is it will differentiate you from the old you. Your contribution, your moves will be different because now you have a different mindset. When people are going to say, let us change things this way, let us grow this way, let us give tender this way, you will be able to contribute because you have a direction. You have reimagined how Namibia should be. And that is the type of people we want in January. We do not want people who are going to come from January tired. We do not want people that are going to come from January without a different mindset. We want people who are coming ready to build a Namibia that they have been envisioning in their holiday. Many of you are going to visit beautiful places, perhaps beyond Namibia. So as you observe, as you look at those places, then what type of Namibia do you want? As you enjoy the peace and the tranquility and the love of your family, what type of environment do you want to create for them as you go back to work? Because every company contribution, every employee contribution, every investor contribution, overall, it put together what we call the economic, the GDP, and whatever, where everybody benefit. So our policy stance, our policy direction are guided by you, your thoughts, and the type of country that you want. So that's why now we're saying that the holiday time is the best time for you to declutter, to remove everything which is not working. You have consumed so much in this journey, this whole 2024. You have been consuming so much, you've been reading so much, negative and positive. But now after consuming all that, you get to settle down, you get to sit in your village, you get to sit in your vacation, wherever. You declutter, you remove. And we do not just want you to remove and throw things away. We want you to use what you consume and reimagine the new country you want to build. To build based on what you've been consuming for the past 2024. What type of Namibia do you want at an economic level, at the policy level, and in terms of foreign policy? How do you want to position Namibia in Africa? Why is Namibia not part of the BRICS? Why is Namibia not part of the UN Security Council? Do you want to imagine Namibia being the one shaping the global agenda? It starts with your thought this holiday. So the main point of the holiday nugget, but why the holiday nugget? Why should we have this while we're in a holiday? Why are you giving a serious conversation while we're in a holiday? And it just to remind you that the economic building, innovation, and the domination that we seek at the global stage cannot be achieved by a fragmented society who don't share common economic goal. You know, we keep quoting China and celebrating China economic triumph, economic success. But we are not willing to go through the pain they went through. We are not willing to learn and study their methodology and their approaches that they went through, they have adopted. And one thing that the China had, or they still have, is that they are united toward one economic and social vision, which guided their approach to the world and their foreign policy and their foreign strategy. So that's why you are seeing them dominating your mining sector. They had the strategy for years, accumulating so many US dollars and savings. They had years of restructuring their minds. They had years where they had to pass on economic propaganda, shaping and reconstructing the mind of every Chinese to be whoever they want to be. It's not this five-year strategy that we release and things like that. No, they have embedded an economic system that they're supposed to be following. They have embedded a certain vision. Whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a consumer, that is how you're supposed to be thinking. And that's why now we are saying, why the holiday? Why serious topic during the holiday? Because the holiday is the time we engage our thoughts more at the deepest level. It's the time where we are not running around facilitating a transaction or trying to get a client. We sit around and we sip on our beer or skundo maere and enjoy the conversations. Now, those are the conversations that we are trying to influence. Because during this conversation that you are telling your cousin, that you are telling your sister, that you are telling your mom, there is the reshaping and the reconstructing phase. Now, you as an economic agent, if you are not reshaped yourself, if you have not decluttered your mind and your thinking, how will you facilitate the conversation with your siblings at home yourself if you have not reshaped yours? And that is now we are saying the holiday nugget is supposed to be here every Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 7:30, to assist us to declutter our mind, to reshape our thoughts, and to position us to be able to participate in conversation. Because whoever you are going to speak to this holy day, you're supposed to bring them in line with the country vision and the country agenda, so that all of us can be in the same place. If we say no more foreign ownership of land, if we say removal of the red line, we all agree, because we all evaluate with the same criteria on the impact of that particular decision that we make. That it will position Namibia, it will generate more revenue for us, it will create more jobs, it will create more wealth for us, and more importantly, it will make Namibia an economic superpower on SADC, on the African continent, and on the global stage. But that thinking needed to be embedded in your thought. You needed to be able to be drinking, to be sipping, to be enjoying this type of conversation during your holiday, so that the way you think and the way you look at resources, the way you look at the policy making, the way you look at the government offices differs. So welcome to the Holiday Nuggets, colleagues. My name is Kanjeko Kamekulu Nkwanyoka, and I will be taking you for the next 2 weeks so. Every morning, we come to sit here, we come to indulge on this. So we reshape, so we declutter, so we change our mindset, how we look at economic building. When we are talking about words like sustainability, inclusivity, empowerment, innovation, and manufacturing and value addition, what are we talking about? When we are talking about policy changes, what are we referring to? So that we can be at the same level. And that's why now for this holiday or this festive season, wherever you are finding yourself, you need to declutter. You need to unlearn and relearn certain things so that we can be sitting at the same table. So that the conversation you speak to the young ones, you are bringing them closer to the agenda that we want, to the vision. You are literally giving them your specs and your glasses so they can look how far you are looking, so they get to understand what needs to be done for Namibia to get to the level where they envision themselves. So welcome. So is the holiday time, is the festive time, you are not running around so much, unless perhaps you are organizing a wedding. Says, yes, rest, enjoy some quality time with your loved one, whoever you are with. But that is also the time to reconstruct and reshape your thinking, to get ready for the new season of economic building. Because, colleagues, it's just a few weeks of resting the body, not the mind. The new season of economic building, the new season come with its challenges. And if we do not re-strategize, if we do not declutter our mind, if we do not bring each other together in terms of the vision and what we want, how are we going to start the new season of economic building? Because it will come with new challenges. No rainfall, no electricity, no that. How are we going to challenge? How are we going to fight? How are we going to fix? How are we going to innovate? It starts with the way that we think. So that's why now we are saying that, can we use this particular holiday to declutter? To bring back ourselves to the African continent, to bring back to our understanding of spirituality and unity and others. So we build a different economy that includes everybody. Those that are willing, those that are capable. So we capacitate, so we teach, so we correct, and we bring everyone on board. So they can see the vision that we have of where we want to put Namibia. That is the holiday conversation, colleagues. So good morning and welcome. Let us have a conversation. Let us engage. And it changes the way that we think, the way that we look at things. Look, revisioning and changing our ways. This is not about behavior, really. It's not about behavior. It's about the vision that we have for the country. It's about what we see when we go to the village. It's about what we see when you go to Kavango River. It's about what you see when you go to Lake Etaka. How do you see that lake? And I want you to answer that question. When you are seeing a certain resources that you have, Like your village, the grass and everything, the trees. When you look at them, what do you see? And I want you to write it down. If you write it down and read it loud to yourself, how you see those resources tell us so much about your mindset. It tells us about your mindset. Because how you vision them and how you want to use them and how do you see how valuable they are, it says something about your mindset. Because if you do not see them valuable, anybody can come and say, I want that land, and you give them to the, or you give the land away. Because you don't see value in it. You can see value in the resources right now in your village at the cultural level, or at the cultural level, as a culture person, as a society person. You get to look at every surrounding of yours based on your cultural view, how you guys used to look at resources. But now there is a new twist to things and new context. How do you see those resources in economic terms? When you see those trees, when you see those rivers, do you think that my country is rich? Do you think that we can utilize this? Do you start thinking on how do we get so much from these resources? Is that your thinking? That, okay, my kids are going to have so much because they have trees and they have land. So how you look at what you have is what do you want to change this holiday? How you look at the birds, how you look at the insect, your approach when you see a snake. Because if you are still in the cultural, no, it's not even culture. If you are still living in that toxic economic understanding, you are going to take a stone and kill the snake. But it did nothing to you. So your vision and your thinking of what you see today and your reaction to it and your thinking to it is what we want to change. We want to have a conversation that a snake is not danger to you. It's just also living its world, learn to coexist. So we want now to look at our ways, our approaches, mostly economical approaches and economic vision. When we look at what we have in our villages, what do we see and what plan do we have? Can we discuss so that we change our view on the importance of that lake, on the importance of that ocean, on the importance of that grazing land? Because how we look at it is what matters. The mindset that we have towards such resources is key to our economic emancipation, to us positioning Namibia, to us positioning the continent. Because once we understand what we have, once we value what we have, we are unstoppable. But until then, we needed to work on ourselves at an individual level, at the household level, and at the community level. So that's why now, during the holiday, we are all going in now at our setting, at the comfortable setting. And the best time to talk about this thing is when you're in your best setting. At your village, at your whatever, at your vacation. This is when now is the best time to talk about this conversation. Why do we need those trees? Why do we need those rhinos? Let us have a simple conversation and we change each other's mindset. So we can start looking at the things differently. So welcome to our holiday nuggets, wherever you are finding yourself. From Ludal to Tukatima Mulilo to Opuo, let's talk mindset, let's talk restructuring, let us talk decluttering our mind, let's talk resting the body, slowing down, and reimagining where we want our country to be. Because I think we want to jump steps. We want to jump steps. We are fighting each other. We are not hearing each other. There are those that are selling us visions. There are those that are giving us a picture of where we can be. But are we hearing them? And until you can put on the sunglasses or the specs that they are wearing, you want to see the vision. Or in other words, until you restructure your thinking and you reshape your thoughts about yourself, your economy, and your village, you will not understand the leaders, whatever they are selling you. You're not understanding the certain innovation which is being created by certain people. So, the vision being created by those that we put in certain places, it will be difficult for us here to get it. Because we have to bring our thought to the level of their thinking. We have to be. Because if we are not at the same level of thing, it's not about that having a PhD or having something like that, all of us. No. It's about the mindset that we are capable as a country. We have the resources. And if all of us, we have such a type of a thinking approach toward our country and where we want to take it, then it becomes easier for us to agree on what type of a project we should prioritize, on what type of infrastructure we should prioritize. And that's why now I'm saying that using the holiday as the perfect timing for us to discuss economic concept and how we should utilize what we have is the best time, because we have slowed down on our pursuit for economic glory, on our pursuit for economic reward. We are now rethinking our approach. Is it working? Is it beneficial? Is it inclusive? And does it position Namibia to be at a certain place? Where does it take Africa? Where does it take your village? So that's why now is the perfect time to think, to declutter, to rethink and to reshape our thoughts. And sometimes it does not even have to be you yourself, but the next person who's going to talk to you are the one who's supposed to be guiding you. Our voices, our energy and everything during this holiday supposed to be reshaping and reconstructing the mindset of our fellow Namibians. So that when we are going for the next economic season, we are all in our uniforms. And if we have agreed that the uniform should be green, we cannot be seeing people wearing yellow and red and others. Because that is going to waste the time. Because now we are going to ask, why did you do it? Why did you do it? Where will we find one? But if all of us come the new season, come the new economic season in January, all of us, we show up ready in our boots, ready in our uniform, then we will start to be positioned. You go here, you go here, and we go to war. But if we come January, you are wearing yellow, I'm wearing red, the other one is in white, but we want everybody to wear green. It will take so much time to unite such a type of people and to position them in the right position. So that we go to war. War does not get to be won by generals. War get to be won by the united front, the strategy in place and the thinking and the mindset among the soldiers. But the more importantly, war start in your mind, I was being told. Because before we send out the soldiers, we take them in a room and we commanded them and we brainwash them the way we want them to think. That the thing that is your enemy, even if it's who, they are your enemy. So when the soldier come, as soon as they see a person of such a character, they shoot. Now, we as a country also during this holiday time is to use such an approach. You at the personal level, at the household level, where are you going? Can you go and recruit soldiers? And as you recruit them, the recruitment we are talking about is shaping the way they think. So that they can join the war of fighting poverty. So that they can join the war of adding value, so that they can join the war of research. So that's when I was saying that, can you use the holiday to declutter your mind, reshape your mind, refocus and re-strategize, especially on how you look at economic building, how you view resources? Do you understand the country vision? At which stage are you when they talk about capital, when they talk about financing? SME financing, green hydrogen, minerals, value addition. At which stage are you? How do you look at them? When I talk about the foreign ownership, at the stage, at which stage are you? And where do you want to see Namibia in the coming years? You know, when you are going for a job interview, they ask you, right, where do you see yourself? Now, flip it around and ask yourself, where do you see Namibia for the next 5 years, 7 years? Because this is a global competition, the geopolitics, the economic bullying, the export and import of raw material. So this is an economic war, and it needs a different mindset. And I can tell you this, you will be unable to listen to this type of lecture during your working hours, your working days. So that's why the holiday is perfect. The holiday is perfect because you have slowed down on your pursuit of economic rewards and economic growth and all the glory that they come with it. So you want I just want to rest. But unfortunately, Namibia is not at such a level where we can afford it to switch off. We needed to rest the body and stimulate the mind while we are at it, so that we can think differently about economic building. So, utilizing the moments that we have in this holiday is going to be crucial or critical in terms of going forward. And as I already explained, that why the holiday time? Why should it be the holiday time? Because it's the only moment we get where we get to go deeper on our thoughts. It's the only moment we get where we have our people around us. Because the only people you can influence are your sisters, are your cousins, and the people that believe in you, or they think that you are a big deal to some level. That's why it's very, very important to use the holiday time to discuss these matters. The only way, if we are going to change the mindset of a certain individuals or the majority, as we focus on, as we indicated earlier on our holiday nugget, is that we have to start with the people that are closer to us. They are the one who we have to sell the vision first. Because as I said, that not everybody is at the same level of understanding when it comes to these economic matters. And it make it so difficult for us to move forward, because we have so many people to convince this is good, this is not good. And the fact that we have so many people that we have to convince who have less understanding or unable to see the vision that we have, it become very difficult for us to move forward. So that's why the main aim for the holiday nugget is to say, can we use the holiday when we are closer to our family and to our friends? So that the conversation that we have are the one that are shaping, are the one that are correcting, are the one that are guiding, are the one that are reflective. As I say, that for the whole year we've been consuming a lot of bad, good news and everything like that. Now, the point is, we use what we consume, we use what we have observed, bad or ugly, to strategize or to plan or to reimagine ourselves in certain directions. So we need to find ways to communicate our message of economic building and mind shifting while we're in this holiday, while we're in the best mood. That yes, you just need to change the way that you think. The way people look at agriculture, the way they look at certain things, this is the time actually to talk to them while in that best setting. Use the classical example that you can get, like, but why you guys still do not want to study agriculture? Talk to the kids about that. Grandmother, why do you still want us to cultivate the way that you want, that we've been cultivating for the past years? Can we have a conversation about it? So you use this type of joyful moment to struck certain conversations within your family cycle, because they are the one who must listen to us. And the most people who need to be influenced or changed are those ones, the young ones, And our folks from the village who still think that I have to leave the village so I can go find a job. That is why I'm saying that it's our way of thinking and our way of looking at the things is what determine where we are going. And in our first session of now the holiday nugget is for us to take our economic nugget that we have learned and the vision that we want to sell. Beautiful people. So the economic nugget that you have, that you've collected for the whole year, for the past years, that now they need to be turned in some sort of visions. But that vision is not only for yourself because you are the leader, but other people also got to see the vision. So that we know where we want to be, that this is where I want to position Namibia within SADC. Within SACU, why are we being bullied within SACU? Why are we not having a voice within SADC? Why we do not have a voice within Africa? Why at the global stage we are being told what to do? Devaluate your currency, focus on export orientated. We do not have our own identity and our own economic voice to say we are not focusing on whatever World Bank you are saying or IMF. We are not going to sign any agreement for us to export our rare mineral to you. No. We want them to be developed here and to be processed here. So all these changes and the way of thinking need to be cultivated among people. And it requires somebody who has collected some nuggets, economic nuggets over the years, and to make sure they carry that bag as they go to the holiday. Because the people who mostly need emancipation is our village, people, it's our household, it's our friend, it's our cousin at home. Because during the weeks, we don't get time. We are busy with our hustle. Now we got a moment to talk to each other. We got a moment to laugh. And yes, I know people always come like, okay, but why can't we have a lighter conversation? And that is where the danger is. Because we are used to lighter conversation of just, yeah, the car, the women, the what, the goat. We barely talk about resources, wealth building and things like that. Positioning ourselves as a family, as a village, as a country. That's now the holiday nugget to offer us an opportunity for us to restructure our presentation during this holiday. I know you're going to bring food, you're going to bring sweet, you bring the swag and all those type of things. But can we get to a moment when we get to sit down is that, colleagues, I want us to do a bit differently. I want us to, next year, the next economic season is coming, is upon us. Just in 2 weeks, it will be here. How are we going to start the first economic week? What type of mindset are we going to have? How we look at the resources? So we need to have a conversation that we can ready ourselves for the new economic season come 2025. So now, are you ready for such holiday nuggets among your family? And yes, this is going to be very difficult because we are not used. It's a cultural change in our approaches. The time we wake up and things like that. But as I said that, yes, as you rested the body and you enjoy some quality time with your loved one, it's also the best time to reconstruct your thinking and to shape your mindset toward economic building and wealth creation. Look at your family. Just go stand outside the house and look at the house. And look at what do you want. Look at the kids. Look at the young ones. Look at the type of rooms that you guys have. Look at the type of food that you have. Look at the cost of food. What plan do you have? And do you think you will achieve it alone? Because the lone wolf is the difficult thing in our family. Because you can have only a family where only one person work. And that become very, very difficult for us to move forward because it's only me. But now we need to get the rest of the team on board to understand what they need to do so that they can also get the jobs or start enterprises or innovative product. But
They are just sitting down. They are just so comfortable with whatever they are getting. So, and all that it come back to the conversation about changing the mindset. It all come back to shaping how people think and how people view resources. So it means that while you are just came from Windhoek or coming from Swakop and you are the big deal, everybody want to surround you, come and let us go buy us a beer, go buy us whatever. Can you use it to influence how they think? Every moment you get to speak 4 or 5 sentences, I wanted to throw in those positive, cruel facts about our economy and what we can do. I don't want you to shame people that they are lazy. No, it's just to say, colleagues, the Namibian economy going forward, you need to stop cutting down the trees. You need to stop buying 200 goats. We need to go this direction. You have to use such moments to influence and to change how people think about certain matters. And it's even more perfect timing because when you go to the village, when you go to home or wherever, people look at you like as a big deal. It's been a while. People are going to listen to you. If you tell them, please, no more cutting down trees. Let us fix the lake. They will follow you because they think you are full of wisdom. So the holiday nugget or the holiday time is actually perfect for you to use your knowledge and influence how people think at your village or wherever you stay, so that they can join the economic revolution, which is requiring people to have skill set, to be young, to be crazy, to be thinking differently. So how you think and who surrounds you when you are having this conversation will determine when, how fast our people will change their mind. Because I think we expect the government to change the mindset of the people. We expect the education to be the one changing mindset of people. But we will also influence you are going home or you went home for the holiday. Start with the mindset shifting already. Start influencing those kids in terms of career choices. And how they look at the world, they speak differently. Don't just go home and start speaking Afrikaans to show your superiority that you know Afrikaans when people cannot understand the language. Speak the language they understand, but speak it differently when it comes to resources, when it comes to management of things. Beautiful people. Where we want to go, and where we want to go is just always about the countries that you, where you want to go as an individual, as a household, will be influenced by the people that we surround ourselves. But it's just not the people, the mindset of the people, their understanding of what needs to be done. That's, it becomes so frustrating to me because I hate selling certain ideas to people who have no clue of what I mean. So it becomes really, really exhaustive and you get frustrated because you are selling such a beautiful product. You have understood the person and you now came up with the product, but the person have no idea or clue of what they're selling and they will not be interested. So it means now to avoid the frustration of waiting for people to wake up and to participate in an economy fully, we now have to do our job during this holiday. Go spread the gospel of economic mindset. Go spell the gospel of thinking differently and having a different vision about Namibia. It's on you. It's on us.
We have to keep reminding ourselves. And that's why the holiday nugget is here now, 6 a.m. every day to 7:30, is to remind ourselves that the fact that Namibia is floating in terms of economic policy and the foreign policy, with no clear policy stance or direction on certain things and how we want the economy to be, we are so, everybody's having their own opinion. And that is actually starting to influence our policies because when something happened in Namibia, this one is saying, no, leave the people. This one is saying, no, it's wrong. This one is correct. You can see that the people are so fragmented at the economic policy level because they do not agree on the direction. Because once you agree on the direction that we want it to be what, then you do the groundwork of shaping the mindset of your people to drive in the certain direction. You drive the mindset of the people that are holding capital, that are supposed to distribute capital within the banking sector. So they start funding your direction. You shape and you change the mindset of the people at the university and the people at the vocational training center to train the type of people that are required for your direction. So it means that it's a collective of effort from different institutions. And that's why the people during the holiday is the perfect timing to remind ourselves of the economic trouble that we are in, and also to say that we cannot solve the economic troubles effectively when we are so fragmented in terms of philosophy and understanding how we should build it. The economic building, the innovation that we seek cannot be achieved by fragmented society. It can't be. And that's why now at the ground level, at the lowest level, I'm saying, let us go home during these holidays. Remind your folks, remind your friends that, guys, come January, we need to think differently. And as we move on with the holiday nuggets, we get to have different topics. We get to look at the different sectors and just get the statistic and get some insight and economic intelligence to feed you and to support our motion that why should we be discussing the shifting of mindset, the restructuring of the mind at the home, at the bar, wherever we find ourselves. I know we have aspiration to say, yeah, I also want to be like, ooh, I also want that car. That is not enough anymore. I've realized it even at the personal level. Wishing to have a car is not enough. But the changing your mindset and bringing yourself to a level of work ethics and innovation and hustling is what will get you the car. But until you work on your mindset to be in that beast mode, saving mode, hustling mode, is the only way we will get to such a level and afford whatever we want or we aspire to have. But until we change the way we think, you will be selling fat cook for the rest of your life. And there is a model one of my friends observed that the people who sell these things, the fat cooks and others, like when we used to go to school, you will be there in grade 3, that meme is selling fat cooks. And until you live in grade 12, that meme is selling fat cook. You can see that her mindset does not change. Her thinking and her vision does not change. For I just to buy the same amount of flour every day, make enough fat cook to go sell at school. So meaning that she has no plan to go to a certain level to upgrade or to be. No. She is just satisfied with the amount of fat cook she sell at school. And she go home. That is it. So even if the flour get cheaper, she will do the same thing. Come and sell her fat cooks. And go. Because there's no shifting in her mindset and how she look at things. She's not observing the market in the market dynamics and the insight to do better and to do differently. No. She just stuck on that methodology, on that approach of hers, that is how things are done. She is satisfied with the little that she get. And that is it. But we as a country, where we are being told that you do not manufacture that, send your raw material to us and we do it for you. Do not, you know, we are being told so much do not and do not and do not. We are being sent a team of investors apparently to come and invest in our country. And because our mindset has not been made up when it comes to economic building, we take whatever the Western colleagues suggest to us because we do not have our own economic agenda. Thus, Those who give us money, their economic agenda, rule. So then how do we change things? How do we fix things? We fix the mindset how our people think when it comes to resources first. We start with that so that they can view and look at their village differently. Because when you are looking at the cow, it's not valuable. But if I bring a car there, everybody's excited thinking that is the most valuable thing. Our understanding and definition of assets. Which one is an asset? Which one are you excited to see? So these are some of the small conversation. We need to tell the boy child and the girl child that an asset is this and this. And right now you are surrounded by asset within this field of ours. So the conversation need to change. The conversation need to be shifted. And until then, you have now a chance to go on holiday at home, wherever you are going. There are people that you're going to meet. Have conversations and let your contribution be about changing the way people think when it comes to wealth creation and economic building. That should be your main reason. But if you yourself also is not well informed, you have also not to have been inspired, or your mindset is still stuck on the old way of doing things, then I don't think the holiday nuggets are going to be given. You have no nuggets to give, because the nuggets are the ones that are going to change it, how people look at things and how people think. But if you have none, your accumulation for the whole of 2024 is not worth passing on, then I truly encourage that you do not participate in engaging or informing or changing the mindset of those who need to be changed. So, we all have collected economic nuggets. Now, be the Santa Claus when you are going to your village. I want you to spread them. I want you to give them. I want us people to celebrate you that you came back home. I do not only want you to bring sweets and to bring whatever. Our people need economic wisdom, guys. I want you to understand why. The main reason for this is not because we are just so woke and Eagle FM people love talking. No, it's emanating from the fact that our people need economic wisdom. They do not need the clothes anymore or sweet or sugar as much as before. No, they need economic wisdom. They need the resources utilization wisdom. They need to understand that the climate is changing. They need to understand that actually production can be done at the village level or rural area level. And if you have now observed how things are done in Windhoek, if you have good examples, I want you to package them as now holiday nuggets to give to those that you are going to meet during this holiday, so that they can not only benefit from your beer, from your castello, from your savanna, whatever, but let them also benefit from the holiday nuggets that are wrapped in that to have and containing economic wisdom on how we can do things to better ourselves as a village, as a constituency, as a region, and as a country. Let them be about positioning ourselves. Because the next season of economic building is coming, come January. And the key questions are there. Are we ready for that? Have we gathered enough weapons to start that new season? Because as I said, it already gonna come with its challenges. No adequate rainfall. It come with the schools, you know, going back to school. It come with starting university. It comes with looking for new accommodations. Must you take your cousin? Can you take your cousin or not? So it comes with all those challenges. But if we are all grounded in the principle of economic building and empowering and positioning our brothers and sisters, we will be at a better position to say, okay, I will have the cousin. You guys can send mahangu every month.
Or I'll build a ghetto somewhere, then I'll pay the taxi money for the kids. I can stay with them. Because we will be at that level to say, why? I'm not accepting the kid because it's my family. I am accepting the kid because we are positioning Namibia to be an economic hub. The kid has some potential. But we all need to sell the same vision. We all need to have the same vision. So this I'm saying that for those who have collected some economic nuggets, observation and some good wisdom, take it along. Prepare them as the gift for the for your people, whoever you are going to meet. Let them be the nugget that you are going to spread around as the Santa Claus of economic wisdom. Beautiful people. Because we are so far behind in our economic agenda. We are so far in our agenda for value addition, in our agenda for entrepreneurship. The culture of entrepreneurship is still not there. The culture of entrepreneurship is so bad because everybody now just want a shortcut. Everybody just now want to trade. The culture of innovation is very, very, very weak. So can we collect or can we package these economic nuggets and wisdom that we have and go spread them around us, holiday nuggets? And for the rest of us who do not have some, can we prepare ourselves to receive? You know, can we prepare ourselves to listen and learn with the purpose of being guided of how we look at the things and how valuable the things are? There is a point of departure. That is where we are now as a country. We are very, very far. And we know that the universities and the VTCs and the college are not teaching people the way we want them to be taught. They are not positioning those kids. So then do we give up? Do we get mad? Or we keep criticizing? Beautiful people. The conversation needs to change. And how it changes the type of wisdom that we are spreading is the nuggets that we are spreading. What type of nuggets are you taking home? As somebody who work at NAMPOT, as somebody who work at NIPDB, somebody who work in the media industry, what type of nuggets are you taking home for this holiday? We should review because, as I said, if you have not collected anything, what are you taking home? What are you taking on? Because those kids are going to be looking at you. Is it only going to be your GMP t-shirt or GMP cap or your nails or your hairstyle and how you walk and your iPhone? Is that the holiday gift that you're going to take along? Is that what you wanted to teach the kid? Because the kids are looking at what we have, right? Everybody's looking at what we have. But nobody's giving them the wisdom that to get this, this is how it's supposed to be done. So they are all stuck that for me to be having that iPhone, for me to be having that cap or that car, is only if I go to window. Instead of thinking that I have to do something with the mahango that I have, let me innovate a certain product that uses mahango and sell it. That is the type of now wisdom that they need. But I don't think many of us are realizing that. And that's what I'm saying. It's very, very important for you to collect the relevant, appropriate economic nuggets that you are going to package and make them holiday nuggets that you're going to spread when you get home to your holiday. So that you, through our economic nuggets or holiday nuggets that you're going to spread, we are literally bringing people together in a way so that all of us can be in the same room. Regardless of where we are in the country, we are literally in the same room. Because once we say, let's go, all of us, Kwaras, to Kunene, we all move. Because you are the ambassador of the Namibian economic building. You, the few of you that understand things, you are the ambassador. Eagle FM is the ambassador, and that's why we are having our holiday nuggets right now. Just to remind you this early morning to say, spread the economic wisdom to your people wherever they are.
that the economic approach of the model is no more going to Windhoek. Going to Windhoek on its own, guys. Do you know that it's an economic model for many people? That if you want to change your life, if you want more money, go to Windhoek. And it's one of the most shallow and pertinent model in many of our people from everywhere, from all corners of the country. We all want to go to Windhoek. But when we all want to go to Windhoek without any wisdom of what we are going to get there. Beautiful people, good morning and welcome to our Holiday Nugget. My name is Kanjengo Kamegulung Kwanyoga, and it's a 1 hour 30 presentation from my side of the direction we want to go and what need to be done to prepare ourselves for the next season of economic building, which is starting in January for many. And will you be ready by then to start a new season, because it comes with challenges? And as you go start, are you going to be surrounded by people who are also going to push or pull on your direction? Very important question. So the main aim of the Holiday Nugget is to remind ourselves, is for us, for you that are coming from places, that for those of you that have been exposed very well, to package what you have, what you've learned throughout the year, and package it in such a way that when you go deliver it, it's like, you know, the missionaries, when they brought the gospel, the Christian gospel, they packaged their message and their delivery so well, so that they can actually have more people joining them. So also for the holiday season, we are going out there to get people to join our cause, to get people to understand what is required of them to build and to reach the level that we aspire to be. That is the task for this holiday. Take them food, take them clothes, take joy home, but also take economic wisdom home. Package your nugget very well and go make a presentation every time you are talking to a young person. Because you're talking to a school going kid, you are talking to a university kid, be able to deliver those economic nuggets to them that, my G, oh, you are studying nursing. Okay, all right. Give them some dynamic, give them some advice. And this is not the type of advice like, be careful. No. Let them understand that if you're going to be a nurse, there is so much required from you. We have a health crisis. You have to be able to go live, to go deliver your services with the limited resources. Are you ready for that type of task? You know, so we need to package our nugget in such a way that our target market or audience are going to get the picture and not assume that. So the task for everybody, for the media, for the economic facilitators, head of houses and everybody, and especially those who understand what we need to do as a country and where we want to go, is for us to package some economic wisdom or nuggets as gift as we go on our holiday, to take them along and go influence and go educate those that we are going to meet. We need to go spread the gospel of economic building and unity among our people. It's something which is missing, so that we can fix and reduce the fragmentation among ourselves. That's the most important thing, because it's now becoming very quite difficult to sell the vision of where we want the country to be, because we have so many people who do not believe in anything. We have so many people who do not know what needs to be done. And as a result, we are now stuck at a level where we are not going to go forward. So then, who will we build with if those who are supposed to build with us do not believe in what we are selling to them? If they do not know and understand the direction that we are taking, how will we build with them? So that is now the key question the holiday nugget is trying to solve, so that we do not have such a big space in terms of understanding and in terms of direction. The policymakers, the consumers, and the entrepreneurs, and the investors, and the financiers. So all of us need to be at the same table. And more importantly, our rural areas, the rest of the country from Zambezi to Opuo, they also need to understand the type of, the value that they have. They need to understand what their region has. And somebody need to tell them that you guys have more, you guys have water, you guys have everything. Because right now, many people are not seeing the value that they have within their regions, within their respective villages. And that's why our economic model is to flock to Windhoek and to Erongo region to look for work. So we need to package our holiday nugget and go distribute so that our fellow brothers and sisters who are beyond the reach of media and the radio analysis, so they can also understand and benefit from what is being built. And we need to go faster. We need to move faster because now there is external influence coming. We have now influence coming from outside, which is influencing our people, which is influencing our leaders, which is influencing our policymakers. So let us go meet them at home. Let us go have a conversation. Because now I cannot just walk in anybody's office and tell them that I don't think, looking at the strategy that you guys coming up, looking at the fact that you guys are allowing us to mine in a conservation area, it defeated the purpose. You can't walk in and say that, right? So we are now going to meet them at home. Let us go meet the Tekulus. Let us go meet those Andes in those various ministries and regulatory authorities and have a frank conversation that, man, I don't think that the police will work. And we do toast. We are going to fight. It's just that we are packaging our questioning and our recommendation and our correctiveness in a different way. It's a gift for the year. Because it's so puzzling, colleagues. We are here complaining about economic inequality, but we want to do so little to solve it. And that economic inequality or that income inequality, land inequality, digital inequality, all those inequalities that exist, they are not going to be solved only through policy changes alone and directive alone. It has to start with the mindset of the people. Because if these people believe that they cannot do anything, how do they participate? If this person only believes that, for me, I can only do this, I can only sell my things here, and that is it. It will defeat the purpose. Because whatever you want to empower them, they will not utilize it effectively or efficiently because they never been exposed. So that's why so many government projects actually get to fail, because we go take this project to people who have no idea of what is required from them. How do you sell something to somebody who does not understand and does not value it? Because if we are talking about Russia influence, American influence, even Qatar, even Saudi Arabia, those guys who have a lot of oil, they are now buying oil stake in our oil stake, but our own government is not buying. It's because we have certain people in our government or in certain institutions with limited understanding of why Qatar is buying a stake. And that's when I was saying that, can we use the holiday to go have a conversation about the strategy and the vision of Namibia? Where should we take Namibia, colleagues, is the key question. Where should we take Namibia? And how do we take Namibia there? Do we put Namibia in a bus and drive? No. Because if you didn't teach the driver where to go, where will he go? So that's why now we are saying the holiday nugget is a responsibility
or it's a task that all of us now got or are receiving from today to package our economic nuggets that we have gathered, entrepreneurship nugget, the police nugget, geopolitics understanding nugget, and go take it along to those that we are going to meet. Let us go spark a conversation and make a presentation as we enjoy our food. As you guys are eating that goat or that pig, you're having that conversation like, yeah, Qatar, man, Qatar is buying oil stake in Namibia. And I do not understand, because they're the biggest producer of oil. Why are they perhaps doing that? And as you enjoy your meat, those are the answers and the questions that you're asking. So that when you leave the village, when you leave your holiday, you have answers and understanding at the highest level of why certain moves are happening, and will Namibia benefit from some of those moves? Because we are blaming each other for not doing certain things. We are questioning each other for not doing certain things. We are angry at each other. But it's the level of understanding which differs. It's the level of exposure which differs. But I do not want us to continue in the same pace then. I do not want the next generation or those that are following us in an economic stream to be suffering from the same mindset. Not being manufacturers, unable to build the businesses, unable to lend money to each other productively. I do not want the generation coming. So now it's our responsibility to collect this economic nugget and go with them home. And go spread them like seed. So we plant the seed. We plant the proper, good and quality economic seed all over the country. Go, everyone, when you leave Walvis Bay, when you leave Windhoek, when you leave whatever, and you are going to Katima, to Nkurenkuru, take your economic seed, the quality one, that you have picked up. Go tell a story of a certain company. Go tell a story of that big rig from nowhere, wherever. Go tell such economic stories to your people, to your young people, to the young one, so that perhaps some of them are a good seed and they will develop something different so they can be our manufacturers. But if we don't do that, then we are going to lose a lot, because we every generation now just keep repeating the same thing. My brother, who is now in high school, he will come do the same mistake that I did. So as my little sister was now in grade 10, she's gonna come and repeat what I did. Complain about lack of manufacturing, lack of value addition. But if we right now package these economic seeds, this good observation that we are making here in Walvis Bay, and take it along to my sister and to my little cousin in Okwalondo, and we planted them, perhaps they are a good soil and they will grow. And when they are going to enter the economy, they are going to enter the economy with a different mindset and a strategy. Unfortunately, there are those that are not a good soil and the seed do not perhaps germinate. But at least we have distributed the seed. We have planted them. The right economic wisdom and resources management and policy and governance seeds have been planted. So that's what the task is, to package those economic wisdom nuggets, entrepreneurship nugget and governance nugget and innovation nuggets, and you take them along as you go on the holiday. And the holiday nugget, the main guy, the monitoring and evaluation at Sigel FM, will be here to remind you every morning about this. Is to remind you every morning about this. Have you woken up? Whether you're going to wake up late on the show, you will find us with our coffee already, with our beer already, with our skundo already, whatever wake you up, man, because we're in holiday. But the fact of the matter that when you are going to get the chance to talk to some young kid, be a good example. Plant the right seed that is not about the Amarok I'm driving. It's about my mindset that got me to such a level. It's no more just about my family alone, it's about the village also. And the ability to get a job in maybe an equality job. What do you need to do? It's about that. It's about that, colleagues. So for the next 2 weeks and the other extra week, we now have all a task. But the key question again, while you're on the first series, the first segment, is to say, did you package your holiday nuggets apart from the clothes and the food you bought for your family? Because you are all going to meet the young ones, the students, the learners. And we are the only source of economic wisdom on this particular case. The school system is not working. We know that. The school system is not talking about what we have, what we need, what need to be done. So now we have to step in during this holiday with our economic wisdom and economic nugget and entrepreneurship nugget and governance nugget that we got. And actually, more importantly, where is Namibia in a global map? Where is Namibia in SADC? What is Namibia's role in SACO? The FTA is coming. Do our people know it's in Kavango where they can produce a lot of things? Do our people know in Zambezi to utilize the water, that what is coming is bigger and they can actually benefit if they start reasoning and doing and mobilizing themselves in an economic setting, not in a traditional setting anymore? And if you are going to get Mansob, if you are going to Marindal or Rospino, or wherever those southern towns, you need to tell them that, okay, you guys are going to host the biggest project in the country. Another biggest project in the country. Are you ready? What are you guys studying? Are you studying in line with what is coming? So you have to pack all those economic nuggets and take them along to your house, to your household, to the bar, to the place wherever you're going to be. Let us have a conversation that is going to bring us together. Because this is an economic war. And the way that we are so fragmented, we are not going to achieve anything. Because people will hear you screaming and nobody's going to come to help you. Because we are fragmented, we are not friends. So can we package these nuggets and take them along? Because the holiday is not only for resting when it comes to economically active people and policymakers, as I said earlier. It's also a few weeks of recharging, being inspired, and more importantly, fixing our mindset and our vision on economic and wealth matters. So for those that need to be inspired, open your mind. For those that can inspire, collect those economic nuggets and take them along. Because at this juncture, colleagues, Namibia is floating everywhere. On the mining sector, we are saying this, we are saying that. On foreign policy, we are supporting Palestine here, we are not there. You know, we are quiet here. We have no direction. I'm sorry to say this to my leadership. We want to manufacture here, we are giving away raw material. We are so, it's a mess when it comes to our economic matters. And that's why now we need everyone. It's not the task of government, because we are already fragmented and we are not well informed on what we have and what we need to do. And that's why now is the job or the task of all of you economic woke people who have some sort of understanding to go have a conversation that where do we want to go? Why must we go there? The answers need to be given to those people, that you do not need to leave the village anymore, bro. You can actually study at the university and go work at the village. But we do not want, because we think the village or the rural area is not fancy enough, we now have a degree. Let's go change those narrative bad ones. Those bad narratives about economic building and where to work and where money can be made. Is why we need to take along holiday nuggets
comprising of economic wisdom, entrepreneurship wisdom, financing wisdom, and all that our people need to have so that they can come together collectively and contribute to the national agenda. And it make it easier for government to launch anything. Because when government launch anything, then nothing get to go to waste because everybody knows, everybody understand, everybody's on board. Otherwise, government will come, invest into something, and it does not get to be utilized very well. 2 years or 3 years is already there while the people are crying of hunger. So it's now important for us to take this economic nugget during our holiday, wherever we are going to find ourselves. Let us change our mindset and our thinking so that we can go deploy the best asset when the coming economic season is going to be here. Because we cannot deploy anybody who is not well equipped. Putting people at the front line of economic war who are not well inspired and well spoken to and well informed is the same as you not deploying anybody. So now we have the biggest task of going to influence the minds of the people who are in our holiday. We are now the new missionaries, the economic missionaries, going through villages all over the country, taking the economic gospel to our people to understand and to know so that we can form an army. That is the whole purpose of this holiday nugget. In Eagle FM as an institution, as a brand, we will be here reminding you every morning. And I know it's not going to be an easy one because most of you are going to be hangovers. Most of you are going to be tired of running around with your kids. But it's just a reminder that as you run around with your kids and playing around with them, I want you to be passing those nuggets on and on. Prepare their minds. Because it's a cruel economy, colleagues. And for those that are not going to prepare, they will not survive the season which is coming again. It's another economic season. It's another episode full of challenges. Full of countries that do not like Africa. Full of leaders that do not like Africa. Willing to do anything. So beautiful people. Did you pack those nuggets, those holiday nuggets? You need to pack them. You need to go distribute them. You need the whole strategy. You need those. The main aim is to change the mindset, is to change how we think, is to change how we look at certain things. Because if we don't, we are going to suffer. If we don't, we are going to lose. If we don't, we are going to end up with everything taken from us. And who are we going to blame? It's our first story. It's our first story for the holiday nugget. It's a very, very structured or very, very difficult reminder. And it's a special program for you holidays makers or whatever you want to call yourself. As we rest up a bit and we slow down on our economic activities. We go to rest the body, declutter the mind, and work on our mindset. That is our main aim. Why are we doing this? The show is meant to articulate Namibia's economic philosophy and the strategy in the region, in the continent, and in the global stage. We want to use the holiday, the festive season, to emphasize the Namibian vision and the Namibian plan going forward. Where do you want Namibia to be? And this is because it has been observed that Namibia is fragmented in terms of vision and in a way, and in terms of where must we go? Who must we be friends? Where can we get? What can we do The country and its leadership at this stage, we are fragmented, especially at the economic policy level. Must we follow the Chinese strategy? Must we follow the European strategy? The European strategy has never been a strategy. It is always about coming to Africa anyway and getting what Africa has. So how do we stop that going forward? Can we be friends to everyone, whoever we want? And there's now another, the foreign policy. So how do we frame things that support our interest at the core? How do we is the key question. And if we happen to start, are you all on board? That is the key question. And that's what we are saying now in the Holiday Nuggets. We are preparing a reminder for you to say during your holiday, we want you to think, we want you to go deliver, we want you to go talk, we want you to declutter your mind, we want you to use what you went through, the pain and the economic observation, so you can shape and restructure how you think and everyone around you. So that we can build a better economy, so that we can start innovating, so that we can position Namibia in SACO, in SADC, in Africa, and at the global stage. Because it has been noted that we cannot achieve it if this is the mindset that we have. We have to understand that. We can't go there and achieve those aspirations in a fragmented manner. We will not achieve it if people are leaving the village to come to Windhoek when the fertile land is there in Korongoro. We will not get there. And that's why we're supposed to have this conversation. That's why this reminder I see every morning. That's why now this reminder is here for the next 2 weeks, to remind us during this holiday to spread the economic nuggets and the wisdom and the entrepreneurship and what need to be done. So at the last minute here, thank you so much for choosing Eagle FM. Thank you so much for choosing other product of ours and everything that we have. Thank you for marketing with us. Thank you for choosing our platform, social media, to market your products. Thank you for coming to share your views, man. Let us have a conversation. Let us package those holiday nuggets and have conversations that matter so we can build the society moving together and positioning themselves on the global economy and producing what we need. And let us rest the body, declutter the mind, but more importantly, man, let us change our mindset toward economic building. So with that, thank you so much for choosing us and have a very beautiful and restful holiday. Goodbye.